it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome in to the new PFF NFL Daily. Here's a recent snippet from the PFF NFL podcast.
So who would your MVP be?
So I'm kind of cheating here because if I had an AP vote, you know, if I was as cool as you and actually had an AP vote for MVP, I'd be voting for Lamar Jackson. But okay. I think that you're going to say Lamar Jackson. So I'm going to shout out the guy who is next on my list, the guy who I think that deserves a lot of recognition here. And because Lamar feels like the obvious pick, I don't think Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott's getting enough love for just the caliber of season that he had. If you're looking at some of the key statistics that we have at PFF and some common statistics, 89.8 passing grade this season. That's second among quarterbacks. 6.3 big time throw percentage. That's first. 2.0 turnover worthy play percentage. That's also first, which is extremely impressive to be first in both categories. 77.6 adjusted completion percentage, which is sixth. 105.9 quarterback rating this season, which is second. And it's the fact that, sure, the Cowboys were expected to do well this year. Their over-under was 9.5 for their wins. But they're 2.5 games above that, you know? And so, like, they absolutely overachieved. So they took a good team and they overachieved. And I really believe that the way that Prescott played is the reason why. I think a lot of people look at MVP and I understand because the word value is in there. So you go like, oh, like which team has the worst supporting cast around this player? And I think that that's a way to judge the award. But I sometimes feel like there's a little too much weight that goes into it because just because that there are talented players on the Cowboys offense, on their offensive line, the receivers, whatever, that doesn't take away from how brilliant Dak has been and what he has been as a catalyst for that team, ultimately winning the division, winning 12 games this year, and looking like the second best team in the NFC. And I want to give Dak his flowers here because he is the Cowboys quarterback. I think he gets a lot of praise, but I do certainly think that he gets way too much blame when things go bad. And for a season that was generally brilliant for him for most of the year, I wanted to give him a nod as to how close I think he should be in this conversation to MVP with Lamar.
DraftKings Sportsbook still pumping out unbeatable offers every single game. New customers can bet just $5 on anything to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Bet on anything, $5. DraftKings isn't stopping there. All customers can take advantage of a sweetener offer every single game where you can get in on the football action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the app now and use code PFF so you can go check out Monday Night Football tonight. You got Niners, you got the Vikings. You can go do it right now. If you're a new customer, you can bet just $5 on anything to get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code PFF. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. That's 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, Kansas, licensee partner Golden Nugget, Lake Charles, Louisiana, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in aunt. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football. Terms for eligibility and deposit restrictions. Terms and responsible gaming resources.
No, it's a good one. I'll give you two more stats or data points that back up your Dak Prescott argument. He's number two in both PFF passing grade and overall grade, and he's number one in PFF WAR. So a metric designed to quantify how valuable a player is, he's the number one guy in that. I think Dak definitely has the strongest runner-up candidacy in my eyes. I did go with Lamar Jackson. The reason why was really one of like elimination more than which guy won it. Every time, this was such a weird year for MVP. Every time there was like a consensus, that guy immediately had a disqualifying game. And it's like, well, he can't be MVP anymore. Everyone had just about finally aligned on the idea of, you know what, Brock Purdy probably has earned MVP. And then he got wrecked by Lamar Jackson of the Baltimore Ravens. You're like, well, that's that gone. Can't happen now. And Lamar is the only guy for whom that didn't happen. Every time somebody became the front runner for MVP, they had this disqualifying performance or a game where they just it knocked them out of the running and they never got back there. And Lamar Jackson, when he became the guy, he had two games against the two biggest tests, I think, that the Ravens had this season. And he was at his best in those games. Like the 49ers game, they destroyed them. The Dolphins game, they destroyed them. And Lamar was front and center for that happening. So I think there is something to the idea of, you know, big moments, the sort of that Heisman moment that people talk about for college. I think there's something to that for MVP. I will say, though, as an AP voter, my vote was going to Tyreek Hill before he got injured. Like, because that, and it was around the same
time. We'll get to Tyreek Hill later in this show, trust me.
And it was around the same time that Lamar sort of cemented MVP with those games, was about the same time Tyreek Hill got injured and missed some time and sort of took himself out of that running. But if Tyreek Hill had stayed healthy, had, you know, run right up to that 2,000-yard barrier and had been like the only candidate again that hadn't fallen off some way, shape, or form, without an obvious, like, definite superstar consensus quarterback candidate, I was ready to vote for Tyreek Hill. But he did get hurt. The Dolphins didn't drop off when he did. So Lamar Jackson got my MVP.
Yeah, I hear you there. And we'll talk plenty about Tyreek Hill as we kind of go through these awards. So I don't feel the need to back that up yet. I will later in the show.
Okay.